In this bulletin, another four deaths and 1,116 COVID-19 cases in New South Wales. US President Joe Biden makes his first public address since the military withdrawal from Afghanistan. And in sport, Ash Barty through to the second round of the US Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. 4 women who hadn't been vaccinated and had underlying health conditions are the latest to die in New South Wales, which has recorded another 1,116 locally acquired cases of COVID-19. A woman in her 50s, one in her 60s, another in her 70s and one in her 80s are the latest people to die. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says her state is leading the nation with vaccination rates, and she's reiterated the possibility of reopening to international travel later this year after 80% of people over 16 are fully vaccinated. She says her counterparts in the other states and territories need to realise the Delta variant can't be eliminated.
New South Wales has proved very successful until this point in time in getting rid of other strains of COVID, but the Delta strain is a game changer. And every state in Australia, sooner or later, is going to have to live with Delta. And that's why I'm calling on all my colleagues, all other state premiers and first ministers to stick to our plan, stick to the national plan, to make sure we give our citizens not only the freedoms they deserve, but also learning to live with COVID as soon as we can.
Mayors from Sydney's 12 local government areas of concern say Gladys Berejiklian has refused their request for a meeting. The areas have been subject to harsher lockdown measures since the lockdown started in July. Located mostly in southwest and western parts of the city, they're also home to the largest multicultural population in Sydney. Canterbury Bankstown Mayor Carl Ashfour says it's taking an enormous psychological toll. He's called on the state government not to turn its back on southwest and western Sydney.
This is a right royal snub for our community and the over 2 million people we all represent. I don't understand why the Premier won't meet with us. She doesn't want it. She might not want to hear the concerns that we're hearing every day. Phone calls and emails, people crying on the phone, not knowing what they're going to be doing next. With their businesses crumbling, with people out of work, with people in lockdown, mental health issues, and the Premier doesn't want to hear these stories, and I don't know why the Premier doesn't want to hear these stories.
City of Sydney Councillor and President of the New South Wales Peak Body for Local Governments, Linda Scott, says she understands the Premier is busy, but says there's no excuse.
Liberal mayors, independent mayors, Labor mayors, this is not about politics. This is about the need for the Premier to work with local governments to solve problems that communities in a hard lockdown are experiencing.
Victoria has recorded 120 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19, with 56 under investigation. Senior state ministers held a meeting overnight to work out a pathway for easing the state's COVID-19 restrictions, which will be announced today. Attorney General Michaela Cash has warned that state and territory leaders who are reluctant to open borders could be the subject of legal challenges. National Cabinet had agreed to ease lockdown measures once national vaccination rates reach 80%. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has conceded that opening Australia's internal borders will be up to state governments. However, he's pushing leaders to allow families to be reunited by the end of the year if the national agreement targets are met. The President of the United States has defended his decision to withdraw from Afghanistan, ending the 20-year war. In his first public remarks since the exit of American troops, Joe Biden has said he was faced with a choice of leaving Afghanistan or escalating the conflict. He's thanked American servicemen and women for their efforts bringing people to safety, calling the evacuation of 120,000 Americans, allies, and Afghans an extraordinary success.
That number is more than double what most experts thought were possible. No nation has ever done anything like it in all of history. Only the United States had the capacity and the will and ability to do it, and we did it today.
In tennis, world number one Ash Barty has overcome a second set scare against former finalist Vera Zonvareva to safely progress to the US Open second round. Barty had to save a set in the tiebreaker before seeing off the Russian 6-1, 7-6, 9-7 in a challenging opener at Flushing Meadows. Well, now today's weather. Perth, showers and a possible late storm, 19 degrees. Adelaide, sunny and 26. Melbourne, similar, 23. Hobart, sunny and 18. Canberra, sunny and 22. A sunny day for Wollongong, 24 degrees. Sydney, similar, 24. Newcastle, sunny and 25. Brisbane, sunny and 27. Cairns, showers and 28. And Darwin, a sunny day and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News. We'll be right back.